Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. The tarot card for today is the Queen of Wands. This one's labeled Mother of Wands, and she comes to us from the Considerate Cat Tarot by artist Madeline Bellinger from Madeline Illustration. Today falls between two really nice aspects, so it's good to see a really nice card. And we're probably still working off of yesterday's fire energy with Mercury and Jupiter, which is a good thing because our Queen of Wands is, after all, a fire queen, and she possesses a rather take charge kind of energy. So, you know, there's no telling what you can do with this today. All right, she's the natural born leader type, and you don't need to be in charge of other people to apply this card to your life at all. Standing up for yourself and taking charge of your own life in a big picture kind of way is a good thing to be doing today. We have the moon still at home in Cancer, which is a lovely thing. And, you know, what's interesting is that it makes a sextile with Venus, which is also at home. Venus is at home in the sign of Taurus. I think for the majority of your day, things feel decent, okay? It's not one of those edgy kind of days where, you know, you wonder who's going to say what and do what, that kind of thing. So I think things can get done. You know, we have a sextile with Uranus later in the afternoon and a square with Jupiter in the evening. A lot of times when we see Jupiter show up in this kind of a position, it's a good indicator that we need to, you know, check ourselves when it comes to, like, maybe what your routines are when you sit down at night. Do you sit down with a bag of chips, a bowl of ice cream, that kind of thing? Because there is a tendency with Jupiter squares to want to overindulge in some way, shape, or form. And I think we're going to be talking more about that tomorrow. So, yeah, there's just, we need to be careful at times. But our major focus today appears to be, you know, whether it's coming close to the end of the month. Maybe you're trying to get things done. Some of you might be moving. Some of you might be getting ready to switch jobs, change house. I don't know what's going on, but, you know, deadlines, things of that nature. But in a passionate, creative manner, being able to make things happen. So I don't think that there is a limit to the possibilities of what you can accomplish here. It really, truly is up to you to step up. But this queen does possess that kind of passion and power and drive, you know, to be able to, you know, do what needs to be done and to see what it is that needs to be done and perhaps who it is who should be doing it. I want to remind you, my April Love and Finance Tarot Guidance is available on YouTube and also on the Podbean app or through your favorite podcast provider. You want to check that out because April is going to be a very interesting month. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.